The San Jose Sharks are thrilled to announce the lineup of Celebration Games for the 2024-2025 season. Celebration Games makes space for unique entertainment and interactive experiences, creating engaging ways for people to connect with the team, the sport of hockey, and each other. These games embody the Sharks' continuous efforts to bring communities #teal together. Plus, this season, fans can look forward to collecting a Celebration Game giveaway set. Learn more at sjsharks.com/promotion.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Hey everyone, the Sharks offseason continues, and today we're checking in with William Eklund, coming off a very productive season in which he showed star potential in the NHL. Just before the draft, we chatted about the year that was, what he's been doing this offseason. All right, we are now joined on the Sharks Audio Network by William Eklund of the San Jose Sharks, who is at home enjoying his offseason. Mr. Eklund, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm good, actually. You know, it's been nice to come home, enjoy my family a little bit, and maybe some friends. So it's been good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Just enjoying everything that's been going on with the San Jose Sharks. Obviously, the draft is coming up on, we're recording this on Wednesday the 26th, so we're 2 days away from that draft night. What was your reaction when you found out the team got the number one overall pick?
I was really happy. obviously, it's makes a lot of difference, I feel like, and, getting the first overall pick, I think everybody knows what's going to happen, and, feel like it's going to be a good step in the right direction.
Have you watched many of the highlights from Macklin Celebrini, who everyone assumes the team is going to draft?
Not that much, but, I saw some good things, and I think he's obviously a really good player. So, it's going to be fun, I feel like.
Nice. Well, you've had, a little bit over 2 months now since the last Sharks game, which was on April 18th. What have you been doing to keep yourself busy? Like are you back on the ice at this point? Have you been training? Have you been, going out with your boys and such? Like what's William Eklund been up to?
William Eklund, he's on the ice. I've been training a lot. Feel like I'm getting better and better on the ice and off the ice, and I'm getting live stronger and stuff like that. And also, my time with my family, being taking a little bit of vacation. So it's been good.
Nice. That's good. I know that you said that in San Jose, your mom would freeze some of her meatballs so that you could have them before games and such. Is she making them fresh in real time for you now?
Oh yeah. And then, they're really good still. So I'm enjoying that. And it's been really good, having a home cooked meal for my mom and my dad too. So it's been great.
Nice. Where in Sweden do you live?
In Stockholm.
Oh, you are in Stockholm. Okay. Yeah. I know that Fabian said he was about like 3.5 hours away or so. I believe he said so. Or he said three and a half. Maybe he meant kilometers. I assume he meant hours. I don't know.
Hours. Yeah, okay. He's hours.
He said you guys went golfing the other day. Or recently, maybe last week or so, and he told me specifically to ask you how that went.
I don't know. You should ask him. You should ask him about the tennis the other day. See what he says about that.
He also said you guys hang out a lot. Do you guys get on the ice together at all?
He lives a little bit further than me do. Than I do from me, so we try to as much as we can. If he comes down here, he practices with my group here, and if I go up there, I practice with their group here sometimes. So we keep in touch pretty much every day and talk about different stuff, all from hockey to other stuff. So it's been great.
It's cool, man, to watch that friendship go between you guys. I liked at the end of the year when you guys were doing your end of the season interviews with us, you guys were giving each other a hard time walking by each other. Like it's fun to see guys being friends like that, because, people, I think it's so tied in on the teammate aspect that they don't realize that you guys are friends, away from the ice as well.
Yeah. You make a lot of friends during a season. You, I met a lot of friends during this season too. You know, they're not just teammates; they're friends that you're trying to keep in touch with during the summer and see how they're doing. And feel like that's important stuff too. To be successful on the ice, you got to be good friends off the ice and good teammates to each other. And I feel like, you know, it's been a good part of that.
Yeah, you know, last year was such a hard season for the team, but you know, we never saw any signs of the locker room having issues. It seemed like everybody was, you know, always ready to bounce back for that next game. Even when there was a tough loss, it seemed like the next day of practice, people were showing up with smiles. People were working hard. Was that challenging, or was that just a byproduct of the, you know, good group of guys that you had there?
You know, it sometimes was challenging, obviously with us having not the results that we wanted, but you know, I think we had such a good group there. So we just needed to stay focused. And, you know, we always worked like one of the hardest teams in the league. Always had to work hard to win games too. So I feel like everybody came with that mentality every day, and that brought the energy up.
You took big strides in your game last year. Everybody, you know, points to the performances you've had. I've had multiple pundits and writers and analysts say, you know, William Eklund is going to be a star in this league. You obviously, you know, had the hat trick and a, you know, game winner in that game. You know, why did it suddenly start clicking for you last year? Because we all saw the undeniable talent you had before, but you know, last year you made those big steps of looking like you went from, you know, a guy who had great potential to suddenly being an impact player on the ice.
Yeah, I knew it. A lot of that has, but you know, I got the opportunity. They played me in different roles, and I feel like I got good health from my teammates and my coaches in that too. And I just had to, it was my time to take that role, to take that stride, to take that next step. Yeah. And I feel like I did, and I tried to, you know, take it even further next year to be an even better player.
Yeah, no, it was exciting to watch, man, just to see how your game continued to grow. And I think when I look at your offseason this year versus last year, I don't even know if this time last year you were out of your sling at this point because you'd had the shoulder surgery. How helpful has it been this offseason for you to be healthy going into it? I mean, I'm sure there were some, you know, bruises and dings going into the end of the year like any hockey player, but no major injury like you dealt with previously.
Yeah, for sure. It's probably like, you know, you always have some stuff during the season and all off the season, but it's been probably my best off season ever. I feel like yet. So I'm really looking forward to get started. I'm already like wanted to go on the ice as soon as I got back home, and I was just, you know, it was just fun to be on the ice already, and I'm just trying to, you know, get out there as quick as possible.
What was your reaction to the hiring of Ryan Warsawski as the new head coach for the team?
Yeah, you know, always is happy for him and happy for me and happy for the team. You know, he's a great coach. You can just see the things he did and things that he done before. And he's obviously a really good guy. And so it's going to be fun to see how we're going to do it and how we're going to do it together as a team.
I think that one of the things that I appreciate about the hiring is that, you know, he's only 36 years old. He'll be 37 at the start of the season. And, you know, there's a lot of young guys on the Sharks. And I think that, you know, you look at that situation where you have, you know, a lot of young players who are coming up and you have a coach that's not that far removed from that age group and understands, you know, the pressures that, you know, like the minute you got drafted by the Sharks, man, like the entire hockey world was focused on you, and it was social media and it was podcasts. And, you know, like there's just a lot more pressure today on guys, you know, with that social media sphere, with every, you know, ounce of coverage that goes in compared to what guys had to deal with, you know, even 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I agree with you. You know, he's a young coach coming into this league as a head coach. And, you know, he obviously got really good experience already. And I'm just looking forward to have him coach me and be out there and do my best every day.
You know, in training camp this year, it's likely that Will Smith will be there because he signed his entry-level contract. I assume Quentin Musty will be potentially taking part in it. You know, some of the other guys, Philip Bystedt is another one. You know, because you went through it at such a young age as well, you know, are you going to talk to those guys who are, you know, we assume Macklin Celebrini, he's, you know, 17 going on 18. Are you going to try and give them a little bit of the advice that you maybe got from some of the, you know, the guys that you came in with who were older, you know, like a Brent Burns. I know that he kind of took to you right away and would call you the gecko and such. But, you know, you've been through it already and you're going to see these young guys coming in. And I don't know, you know, if they come in wide eyed or what, but, you know, you've been through those experiences yourself.
Yeah, you know, obviously I'm going to try to keep good touch with them and see like how they're doing and stuff. You know, I know how hard it is to come in this thing. It's not easy to just translate from wherever you play before. You know, and I know that, and I think they're going to know that too. They just look like everybody's coming right now. They just look like great players. So it's just going to be fun to see them at a camp and compete against them and be, you know, be around them. And if they have something they want to ask me, I'm always open to talk about everything. So, yeah, it's going to be a good teammate.
Nice. Does it help to have, you know, a core of Swedish guys on the team, you and, you know, Fabian? Obviously you can, you know, talk to the other guys and, you know, explain the differences of coming from, you know, the Swedish Hockey League or just playing in Europe and adjusting the game for the Americans. Because I also look at, you know, a Bisted, or I look at an Edstrom who was acquired in the hurdle trade, and, you know, you'll be able to, you know, have that a little bit more of a closer relationship just because, you know, y'all come from the same place.
Yeah, of course. You know, I know it's going to be some tough times. It's going to be some easy times, but, you know, coming from Sweden, it's a far away from home. I think that's the most important thing that I had to learn too, that you know, obviously you're going to take good care of guys, you know, coming in and go have some dinners, make some Swedish meatballs and stuff like that. And I think that's important, that I feel like I like home, like to make San Jose a home, because I feel like it's a home for me right now. And I think that's a big thing you have to deal with too.
Are you excited for training camp and the season to get going? Because, you know, in talking to you now and talking to Fabian yesterday, I talked to Henry Thrun last week. It seems like everybody's ready to get back out onto the ice. I mean, like I said, you got, you know, the Stanley Cup just ended, you know, 2 nights ago, but, you know, you guys haven't played since April 18th. So it seems like you're itching to get back out there.
Yeah, I think I'm speaking for everybody right now. It's just, you know, I don't know if I've ever been this excited to play, you know, just get out there and feel like it's a whole new era of hockey. And, you know, we're just going to go out there and have fun. And we got a good group of young guys coming in. And it's just fun right now. Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
Nice, man. Well, I will let you go because I know you got stuff to do and you're, 8 or 9 hours ahead of me. So you probably got to start getting ready for dinner and such, but appreciate your time, William, man. And I will see you out here. When do you think you're coming back to the Bay Area? Late August, early September? Do you have that planned out yet?
Not yet. Late August, probably early September, around there.
Nice. Nice, man. Well, I look forward to seeing you when you're back in the Bay Area, and I'll bug you again then. All right.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for all Sharks coverage all summer and off season long. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. And on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yen.